We started a variation of this program back in 2012, if you can believe that. And it was right here in this studio. I was the co-host at the time with another person who shall remain nameless. And it was the first sports program daily, like a daily sports program on KFKA, certainly since my time. I know before that even. I know there was a weekend programs and stuff like that. But we said right then and there we want to build something with this radio station. And it kind of started with that. And then adding more emphasis on our preps programming and what we're doing with sports in general, with local news in general. And you know what? Michael Kirkpatrick is producing today, which is kind of fitting because he was of the staff outside of ownership. Michael's been here the longest, just longer than me. So I'm second now. That's awesome. But we started these programs, and in 3 hours, we'll be done officially with all of our live and local programming in this building. We're moving to a new building out more West Greeley, and the building is pristine. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And so after I sign off today at 2 o'clock, it's going to be like when you go to a basketball game and the game's over, but you know there's a hockey game the next night. So now the crew comes in after the fact to get the game ready for the hockey game. Tear down all of the stuff for the basketball game to get set for the hockey game. So at 2 o'clock, this building is going to be madness because it's going to be like a bunch of ants moving things out of the building, getting our studio ready to go. And I couldn't be more excited about it. We've all kind of been in a state of influx here this week because some of us are working over at the new building throughout the day, and then we come here to do our show, but the offices are active and sales, programming management, all that stuff. But the shows are still being done, well, were being done from this studio. This will be the last time that I do a program from this studio, and I've been doing it, this show, variation of it, since 2012. So it's going to be surreal. It's going to be awesome. Very excited about it. But more importantly, we'll talk about that throughout the week or throughout the day, I'm sure. But more importantly, game four tonight. Denver Nuggets taking on the Miami Heat. We're going to get into all of that. It's a fun show today, too. We know I have a great relationship with Shields on this program, and we're going to bring on a friend of mine, Wally Cox, who's one of the camping managers over at Shields. What better time to talk about getting set for the summer than now? Talking to Wally about all the great deals going on, specials, and stuff you can get at Shields when it comes to your next camping trip. So we're going to talk to him. Very excited about that. In the second hour, we're going to have an interesting interview. One of my dear friends, Ellison Hubbard, he is a former Colorado State Ram. He was with the team. Oh, boy. Not last year, but the year before that. He played a couple of games, but obviously that was under the Steve Adazio crew. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about this story going on with former CSU defensive line coach, and he was an assistant at Temple. He's been let go. Antoine Smith. This is a creepy story that the Coloradoan has been on. I've been covering now for the last couple of weeks, if not months, but former CSU football coach was fired from Temple after six women filed sexual harassment lawsuits. It's a very icky, gross situation we're going to get into, but the six women filed civil lawsuits Wednesday alleging sexual harassment while they were dog sitting at his home. The women are suing Antoine Smith, then with Temple University, and the popular dog-sitting app, Rover. They say Smith used hidden cameras to watch them shower and sleep in his bed after they were hired to watch his dog through the Rover app. Now, we're hearing mixed reports here that maybe Temple knew some of this stuff was going on. Dare I say this, that okay, CSU is not named as a defendant in the initial six lawsuits. However, but the suits claim CSU knew or should have known of the sexual harassment allegations against Smith while he was employed by the university during the 2020-2021 season. So I don't have the clear timeline on all of this, on when it happened, when all these things were going on, but it's not a good look. It's just, it makes that Steve Adazio, and again, it's not a direct reflection of Steve Adazio, but Steve Adazio hired him, and should he have known? Did he know? I don't know, but you're going to have just a more, that time in CSU history continues to be perhaps one of the darker times for Colorado State. So Ellison was a long-term Ram. He was a long-term starter. He was very excited about the Steve Adazio era, and he was our first NIL radio program that we did. And he was pumped about it. He thought the coaches were great. You know, Antoine Smith was kind of like, yeah, dude, you could make it in this next level. You could go. And then as the offseason progressed and the end of the season, basically just forgot about him, just discarded him. So then he went to Sam Houston State, and he's still trying to live out his dream as far as playing professional football. But remains to be a close contact with me, and I'm so grateful for the friendship. But there's still stuff that comes out about that era, and I would love to talk to Ellison about what he was like and if there were any. I mean, this, it's just like, you don't know. You don't have a clue about somebody's weird stuff, personal stuff, illegal stuff, whatever it is they're doing, because they don't come across that way. But were there any red flags that this guy might be a creep? So Ellison will join us later on in the program. A lot of Game 4 preview. My tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is at theholeshow.com. I want to know, which of the other guys will step up for Denver tonight? Meaning, not anyone named Nikola Jokic or Jamal Murray. MPJ? Listen, I know you're Nuggets fans now. I don't need to write out their full names. I'm challenging you, Hooligans. I'm challenging you. MPJ, KCP, AG, Braun, Brown, Green. So there's the initial crew, and then there's the guys with colors in their last name. So who do you think's going to be the one to step up tonight outside of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray? And, you know, just kind of a side question, will Jamal Murray be as good as he was the other night? The thing I've been talking about over the course of these playoffs, over the course of his career, it has been, can he be consistent? Because at his, I sound like a broken record, I know. At his best, he's the best. At his worst, he's just kind of an average guy that probably is a starter. That's it. But we have seen some outrageous performances from him. And so that has been a blast. Can he keep that going? Can he raise that level of play tonight? Win tonight, you go up 3-1. You take this thing home to Denver. That would be Monday night, I believe. And then your Denver Nuggets are champs if they can win two games in a row. That's the goal. Win tonight, and all you got to do is win one more. Can they get it done? I was just taking a look, too, about how so much history has been made in these playoffs. Here's some more history for you. The Nuggets, and check me if I'm wrong on this, Hooligans. This would be the first NBA champ out of the Western Conference to not come from California or Texas since 1979. To not. Again, key word, to not. Golden State won it in 2022. The Lakers in 2020. Golden State, San Antonio, Dallas, LA Lakers, San Antonio, Lakers, Spurs, Houston Rockets in 95-94, the Jordan absent years, the Lakers in 88, Lakers in 87, Lakers in 85, Lakers in 82, Lakers in 80. The Supersonics were in the Western Conference, right? Yeah. So it would have been, right? Yeah, it would have been Seattle. Would have been the last one to do it from the West. Seattle's so forgotten. I know Michael's that's interesting because Michael is a big Seattle Supersonics fan. He's from that area, I think. And so he's always talking about how he misses Seattle. Well, that was the last Western Conference team to do it, to win a title outside of Texas and California. So kind of a little interesting nugget there. Okay. So we continue to see some kind of history attached to this Denver Nuggets. It's kind of a dream, to be honest with you. I mean, as a sports fan of a team, like, I grew up with the Broncos being so prevalent, so good for so many years, that when I started to become a Broncos fan, John Elway was there. And they were typically a playoff team. And so I didn't know the Broncos really to have bad years. I don't think many did. I mean, before this last fiasco, the last 7 years or so, the Broncos didn't have back-to-back losing seasons. They didn't miss the playoffs this often. So the last 7 years has certainly been a down go. But I came into fandom of the Nuggets when they were terrible. And so you're always like, ah, they're just kind of fun to watch. Then you draft Carmelo Anthony and you're like, do we believe that maybe they could be a contender someday? So, like I always say, Melo should be etched in history for the Nuggets forever because he brought a sense of being a relevant organization. But even then, couldn't get over that hump. The best year that he had, well, you ran into the Kobe Bryant Lakers, as so many teams did. But then you get into the Bryant, the Melo-less days, still George Karl. You like the team. They're fun to watch. Yeah, probably never going to win a title. Even though they were very good, George Karl's final year, but Gallinari gets hurt, and that's kind of the end of that era. Then the Bryant Shaw days were really tough. Michael Malone's early days, as Joker's developing, Jamal's developing, you're missing the playoffs, but you're on the rise, and you're still wondering, okay, how good can they be? And then about 3 or 4 years ago, you see Joker become an all-star, and you're thinking, the Nuggets have a guy here. The Nuggets might just have a guy. And so, to get to this point, where not only are they 2 wins away from winning their first NBA title, but all the history that's attached, all these numbers that we're seeing from Nikola Jokic, these absolute numbers, and all the national media has finally parking their butts in their seats and watching Nuggets games, they're all seeing it for the first time, which is just bizarre. Can you imagine? Now, think about this. Can you imagine Adam Schefter? You're an NFL guy, Michael. Adam Schefter getting on to talk about, okay, the Jags get into the Super Bowl against Detroit. Can you imagine Adam Schefter or any of those guys that follow the NFL throughout the year basically getting on week of the Super Bowl? Like, you know, to be honest, I don't know anything about these guys. I've never seen Trevor Lawrence play. We would roast him because that's not the way the NFL is. Your NFL people know they're NFL backwards and front. Watch Good Morning Football on NFL Network. These guys know every team, they know every roster, they know every depth chart, they know every coach, they know every storyline. It's their job. But why is the NBA held to a different standard of you can just cover your big 4 or 5 teams, but the rest is whatever? Can you imagine if Adam Schefter got on and was like, you know, I've never seen Trevor Lawrence play?
He would be fired.
I would imagine.
You know, maybe this, and I hate this phrase, but maybe this is a learning experience for the NBA. Maybe the NBA media will finally become actual media.
And I think you've seen a lot of even ESPN guys are outspoken on this. Like, hey, there are 30 teams in the NBA. We need to be doing a better job throughout the course of the season telling those stories. It's not just LeBron James. It's not just the Lakers. It's not just Steph Curry and the Warriors. It's not just James Harden. There are so many unique storylines out there in the NBA that you can't wait until finals week. Yes, finals week should blow those up and elevate, but throughout the course of the season, more love should be paid to those guys like Nikola Jokic, and to be fair, the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler and those guys. You're right. Maybe it's a learning experience. We get better at it, and we move forward, and you start to see the NBA cover the NFL a little bit better. All right, let's get to, Michael, the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. My good story, and I know it sounds like I'm just kind of throwing it in here, but it just remains to be good. You're in a game 4. You're up 2-1. Think about it. Stop and think about it, folks. Stop and smell the roses. You're witnessing history. I look like a Nugget. Denver Nugget threw up on me today. I have Nugget socks on. I have a Nugget hat on. I have a Nugget t-shirt on. I normally don't dress this way, but we're moving stuff today. But I'm sporting it, man. I'm ready to go. It's Nuggets time. Michael, I'm driving around Greeley to gas, driving, and you see gas stations, and there's little kiosks outside of gas stations in Greeley, Colorado, selling Nugget shirts. Maybe ripoffs, but they're selling them. But that's the whole point. People are catching the fever now. It's not just Denver. It's Greeley. It's Fort Collins. If you want to buy a knockoff Nuggets jersey, yeah, be my guest. Stop by. They're probably cheap.
As long as it has the logo, right?
And maybe not even then. Maybe it's just one pickaxe, and it's like a stick figure holding it. It's like, go Nuggets. I might buy that, actually. It'd be kind of cool. Be rare. So that's good. I thought that was really neat, seeing that. And let's keep going. Let's keep going. You got two more. I don't want it to end, but I want it to end. That's the thing about championships. They got to end, and you want it to end the right way, but you also don't really want it to end. The bad for me, the Rockies lost last night. They are 26-38. This series was rough for them. Get smoked on their first game against the Giants. But then they're up 4-0. I think they were up 4-0 in the second game of the series. They lose 5-4. They lost 6-4 last night. Giants come back again and beat them. And then the ugly goes right along with that. Four-game losing streak now for the Colorado Rockies. They are 26-38. They are at the bottom of the barrel in the NL West. Look what's happening. Just as I predicted, I said, okay, the pitching's okay off and on throughout the start of the season. You can't live off of that. They will wear down, and we're seeing that right now. That's the good, the bad, the ugly. 22 minutes after the hour. Before we break here, I got to tell you guys, this football camp coming up on June 28th and June 29th, the Greg Minuski Youth Football Camp, the Denver Broncos linebacker coach, inside linebacker coach, Greg Minuski's putting this thing on with some great partners. June 28th, 29th, from 1:30 to 4:30. This is going to be awesome. It's K-12 camp, and I've already gotten to know Adam Carricker a little bit. And we're going to get to know some more of these folks. This is a big camp in the area. And how many camps actually will have an NFL assistant coach step aside in the summer to come out and coach up some youth? This is a great deal. So we're going to be excited to talk about this more and more throughout this process. But the Greg Minuski football camp, youth football camp, is going to be happening in Loveland at the Loveland Sports Park. If you guys want to register, go to alumnicap.com. I mean, Amon Green is going to be there. Green Bay Packers legend. He's a Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer. Adam Carricker, of course, was an NFL first-round pick. He's going to be there among several big names. Scouts and coaches and players, former players, are going to be out there helping your kiddos, but also, more importantly, having fun out there, too. Trust me, Greg Minuski is not going to treat your K through 12th graders like he does his NFL guys, I'm guessing. And also, it's important to know, it's not K through 12, one big camp. Kindergartners are out there doing the same thing that seniors in high school are doing. No, they have them all sectioned off, so little kids will be doing little kid stuff, and the older kids will probably be doing stuff that will really, really start to sharpen some of their football skills. So I'm pumped for that camp and learning more and more about it. 24 minutes after the hour, we're live from these Aloe Fiber studios for the last time for the next, 2.5 hours. So stick with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Some fun interviews. Well, some fun interviews, some interesting interviews coming up throughout the course of the day today. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Today with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
He's not coming in. You can if you want to. The owner of the radio station. I don't know if we have time, though, because we have our Shields guy coming in and priorities. But
you could talk about the sports of Star Trek.
We tried talking Spider-Man the other day, and the Hooligans lost their mind. So I think it's fair to say Star Trek would not work. You couldn't do it.
There is baseball in Star Trek.
I'll bet there is, Michael. Michael Kirkpatrick, how you feeling about the move, man? You excited? You're overwhelmed looking. You look overwhelmed.
I'm very overwhelmed.
Michael hasn't... You've been over to the new spot, but we've all kind of left you here because your workstation is still here.
Yeah,
you're
my
kind
workstation,
of the lone man on campus here.
So I believe my workstation is moving on Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm the last to leave.
I'm it's so fun, man. It's so cool over there. And I gotta give a shout out. You know, Susan and Cheryl are here. This is their last day here. They'll be already moving in. They got their own spot there. I don't know where they're gonna. I think they're gonna be in the same office as Micah, so that'll be kind of cool. But shout out to our owner, Damon Sasso. He has, of course, been working long hours for months now to get this transition fixed and figured out, getting us into the new place. And we've talked about this for years, about moving locations where it would just make our work more efficient. Everything. We're going to have podcast studios. We're going to have our regular studios, different control rooms, and just allows us to do even more. So a lot of our listeners and sponsors have wondered, okay, what does the move mean for the actual radio station, the sound? Well, you're going to start seeing more content coming out from us more and more. Obviously, our terrestrial schedule that goes on throughout the week, that's not going to change. I mean, we'll have stuff that happens throughout the years, of course, but we're going to be able to add more podcast features. You know, my Pickaxe to Grind Nuggets podcast. You're going to be able to look out for things like that. If Micah wants to talk about Starducks or whatever it is, then he can get on and do a podcast there. We're working on more and more of that to give you the content that you need in that place to do it, in the capacity that will allow us to do that. So we're very excited about all the opportunities that this new building is outlining for us coming up.
Now, the only negative to the new building, and I have to bring it up.
Okay.
My office has windows.
You don't like windows?
There's a lot of light that's coming into that, and I like the fact that my office here has no windows.
You
and
production
it's dark.
Guys are weird little gremlins kind of things, you know? Like little gremlin. You don't want dark light or anything, and just you walk around with a little lantern. That's how you would rather, wouldn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Like a little cloak?
I do have some really cool flashlights. I'm not going to lie. I got a crank flashlight need batteries.
No, can you get a lantern? That would be better for me.
I almost had a lantern.
Okay, I will get you a lantern. And then you can walk around the studio, turn all the lights off at night, walk around with a lantern.
I almost had fantastic. A lantern. It was a Christmas exchange thing, and then someone stole it, and it couldn't be stolen because of the rules or whatever.
I'll get you a lantern, but you got to use
lantern.
It. You can hang it on your scooter when you're driving around.
Yes, I can be like an old like owner of a bar or something.
Are you so you got a scooter?
Who goes there?
No. You got a scooter.
I
don't know who that is. That could be Wally. We're calling him, but he could be calling us too. If he is, put him on. Or is it? Okay, well, we'll see. It's a wild day here, man. We're excited. We're pumped. We got a lot of work to do still to get over to the new spot, and we're thrilled.
Lonnie wants to make a comment.
Lonster, what's up, my man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. My last show in here.
Hey, you know what? Hey, congratulations to moving into a new studio.
Hey, I appreciate it, Lonster. It's going to be so fun. The studio there has a window, so we can actually look out the window and see what the weather's doing. That's one of the big perks right there.
You know what? That will work that way. You know when to evacuate or when to hide when there's a big tornado coming in.
Well, we're pretty strict though. We don't let the host get off the air. You know, so no matter what, they gotta stay on the air.
Yeah, especially if you got a wild morning with show too.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, they're a little wild. I hear. I've heard things.
Yeah, I have too. You know,
Lonster.
Hey,
yeah, what's on your mind?
I'll tell you, I think Denver's going to win this one tonight. I'm feeling pretty good about this.
There are three, I believe they're, last time I checked, there's 3-point favorites. So you think that they win tonight? You think they get it done?
Yes, I do.
Do they cover that spread? Do they whoop them up tonight?
You know what? I don't want to make that prediction because I'm afraid I'm going to jinx that one.
So
I'm going to leave that one alone there.
I predicted a blowout on Wednesday night, and a lot of people call me crazy. They blew him out. So, you know, just as long as you call me, I guess. People are calling me crazy. I don't
know
if I'm predicting a blowout tonight.
No, I don't either, but I'm going to take a win right there. You know, I just think that Denver just got that taste to win this one tonight.
Who's going to step up? Who's the other guy to step up for Denver tonight? Is it MPJ? Is it Christian Brown? Who is it?
I'd say Christian Brown.
Oh, that's the popular one. That's getting all the votes today is Christian Brown. Some people are trickling in for MPJ. That might be more wishful thinking, but we'll see. Should be fun.
Yeah, it should be, you know, but no, it's going to be a fun one tonight for sure.
Lonster, what's for lunch today, man? I don't know if Michael knows how to do this over here, but we'll see. What do you got for lunch for us?
You know what? I'm going to have some chicken sandwiches and some waffle fries and who knows what else I'm going to have with it.
And put a little sauce on there? A little Louisiana hot sauce?
Hey, you know what? That will work right there.
Jerry Schimmel will hook you up, man. Just say the word.
You know what? I will consider that.
Okay. All right, man. Have a good weekend. You call us Monday. We'll be in the new spot. I'll be in. The morning show will be off because we're still going to do some technical stuff, but I'll be on the air at 11.
Okay, yeah. That will give you a little test and see if the phone's working.
Yeah, that's the plan, right? Appreciate you, my man.
Hey, for sure. But it's been fun listening to you the last few years, for sure.
Well, we couldn't do it without you guys, without your support, my man.
You know what? It's a pleasure.
All right. 34 minutes after the hour. Lonster right there. One of our dedicated hooligans. 34 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. We got Wally Cox coming up next, one of the camping managers at Shields. Looking forward to that conversation coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Just 39 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We're live from these studios, moving into new digs next Monday, and we're looking forward to that. So I cannot wait. Exciting times here at the radio station. And it's always an exciting time when we can connect with one of the great folks from probably my favorite store. I certainly know it's my son's favorite store in Northern Colorado, Shields in Johnstown. Joining me now, one of the camping managers at Shields, Wally Cox on our First Advantage Hotline. Wally, my man, thank you so much for giving us some time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about the camping side of things. This is the time to talk about it. I know the weather's absolutely crazy, but folks, now's the time they start kind of getting ready for whatever their vacations are, their fishing trips, their camping trips, and that's where you guys come in.
That's right. Yeah, winter lasted a couple weeks too long this year.
I think people are chomping at the bit, don't you, to get out and ready to roll.
Absolutely.
So what kind of deals do you guys have going on there? Because, I mean, when you walk into Shields, it's hard to take it all in one day. Sometimes you have to go in with a mission on your mind. But when folks are starting to think about camping and everything, what can they expect as far as when they walk into Shields and start going through the camping section?
Well, I guess it kind of depends on what they're looking for. Yeah, like you said, usually it kind of helps to come in with something in mind. You usually come in with one thing in mind and leave with a cart full of others.
Yes, yep. Know. Yeah, that's us.
It works a lot around here anyway. Yeah, right now, I mean, everything's popping off because, like you said, everybody's getting ready. So, you know, coolers, tents, sleeping bags, canopies, packs, trying to keep it all on the floor and keep in stock and be able to help people get what they need.
Well, and what I love about what you guys do at Shields, you have your managers, you have your experts that are there throughout the sections that can help people out. Maybe someone in particular, maybe they haven't been camping before. It's like their first time. Or maybe they're a wily vet and they have questions as far as some new items that you might have. That's what I love about what you guys do is you have your specialists all surrounding the area.
Yeah, I think we've all been into stores where you can't find anyone to help you, or if they can help you, they don't know anything about the product. So we definitely strive to have experts in all our areas in the store so that we can actually help customers. Like, for instance, about 3 weeks ago, we had to do it over two nights, so we still had people here in the store to help people, but we did an overnight camping product knowledge meeting where we had vendors come out and train us on different items, and we did some own activities, and then we camped out overnight. And it would happen to be the night about 3 weeks ago or on Tuesday and Wednesday where we had those massive thunderstorms. Mm. So that was even better. We all kind of went through some adversity as a team together out there. But now we know what that's like for customers, and we can help them in a similar situation.
I love that. You guys are out there practicing what you preach. Like you're saying,
exactly.
Hey, these worked in these really tough situations, and they worked through us. For us. We tried them personally, so who better to hear from on all this than us?
That's right. That's right.
Wally Cox joining us, one of the camping managers over at Shields in Johnstown. Wally, what are some of the hot items right now that you're seeing a new trend in, or maybe not a new trend, but more of a trend this summer as far as what folks are taking off the shelves?
Sure. Well, definitely we're doing some big business with outdoor fire pits right now. That and then the solar charging batteries from Goal Zero is the main brand that we carry. Stuff that where when you're out there in the wilderness, and we're so lucky here in Colorado to have so many places you can go to really get away from other people. You still sometimes need to have power. You want to, maybe it's really hot, and you need to run a fan, or you have a CPAP machine, or you just need to recharge your phone, take pictures, you know, that kind of thing. So having some solar battery power to recharge electronics that we all use so much now, that helps out for sure.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you being able, because some people can want to unplug, but they can't 100% unplug. It's harder to do that these days.
It is indeed. And then outdoor fire pits too, especially with all the fire bans that we've had over the last several years. It's good to be able to have a safe way to have a fire. And with a lot of the ones that we have, they're portable, so you can have a fire at home after work. You can take it with you camping on the weekend.
I know those are so popular too, and they're well contained and fairly easy to use as well. And I know a lot
they're
of folks,
very easy to use, and like for instance, one of the brands we carry, Solo Stove, and actually most of them have this technology. They kind of work like the old charcoal chimney starter. When the fire starts, it starts pulling oxygen into the fire, which keeps your fire going and makes it hotter, burns really fast, and makes less smoke.
Wally, is there any place in particular that you like to go camp? I mean, you don't have to give out the exact coordinates here.
I'm not telling everybody where I go.
You're not going to give away the secrets?
So many great places. I mean, really, even the close places, from going up to Red Feather, going west all the way over towards Lake Walden, that whole area is chock full of great free camping spots. I like to go down by Leadville a bit. It's a little bit higher up in elevation. There's a lot of lakes and a lot of great mountains around that area. Also, just in Boulder County, going up into the Indian Hills area there, going up by Netherland and Ward, also another great place to find spots, and it's just beautiful.
My sister lives in BV. She was in Leadville forever, too. So, I mean, it's gorgeous up there. I love going up there in, like, August when it's still pretty hot down here. You go up there, and that crisp air hits you for the first time, and it kind of gives you that preview of what's to come.
Exactly, and it just makes it so nice. And I will share one of my favorite spots up there by Leadville, and that's Half Moon Creek. It's I can't remember the name of the road specifically, but it's where the trailheads for both Mount Elbert and Mount Massive are. And it's just a little bit southwest of Leadville and runs a long way up into the mountains there. And it's just gorgeous. And if you get the right spot, you got views of Mount Elbert or Mount Massive and Half Moon Creek, which is just a gorgeous alpine creek, comes rushing by the road there in the campsite.
What is your favorite part about camping? Is it relaxing? Is it fishing, getting fire? What is it?
What was that last thing you said?
Starting a fire up, creating one on your own, doing all that. What's your favorite part?
I think probably getting away from it all. I love talking to all the customers in the store. Everybody that knows me here knows how much I love to talk and how I love helping people get into the right thing for their trip. But when I can leave here and go spend a weekend just talking to my wife and my dogs, that's really relaxing and fun for me.
No, I mean, you're making me want to get out right now, like right now, today.
You do a lot of talking yourself, don't you?
I tend to do that. That is a three-hour thing, yes, every single day. Wally, speaking of the fire thing, you know, you guys are obviously having to keep up with any of the restrictions or anything like that. Do you get customers come in sometimes and ask you about certain areas that have more strict have restrictions on them as far as fires and campfires and all that?
Yeah, we do, and lucky, we were pretty lucky last year, and it seems like we might get lucky this year, even though we've already had a couple of fires, and there's those bad fires going up in Canada. We had a little bit more rainfall and snowpack this year, so hopefully, you know, crossing my fingers, we have a better year without the fire bans this year. Usually, there's you know, ways that you can still have a fire until it gets to the highest level of the fire bans if you use a spark arrestor. So therefore, if you take like a fire pit with you that you can put a shield over, a spark arrestor over, you can still have a fire. But and we're just crossing our fingers we don't get to those levels this year and have all those fires. I mean, it makes it a lot more fun when you can just go out there, light a fire, obviously be very careful with it, cook stuff over the fire, be warm by it at night, and just sitting around a fire, just talking to your friends is another one of my favorite things.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's always kind of the first thing I think of. But like you said, as long as folks can be responsible, and hopefully we have a good summer when it comes to all that. Wally, what did I miss, man? Anything else we want to get out there today?
Well, you know, other things, we're after the summers and family camping's done, and then it's hunt season.
Mm.
You know, we have a huge hunt community here in Colorado.
Sure.
And so we really try to stock the things they need, too. We've got ultralight packs, ultralight sleeping bags, sleeping pads, stoves for cooking in the backcountry. They're small and light and boil your water fast for dehydrated food. Also a huge selection of dehydrated food in our shop. So all of those things that you need to do a trek, whether it's hunting or doing one of the trails that we have, because we've already had a lot of people getting set up to walk in Colorado Trail and some of the other trails as well, the Continental Divide Trail for one.
Yeah, I love it, man. And again, in this day and age, with the hustle and bustle, so much activity, people doing so many different things every single day, getting out and camping should be a priority on your list if you live in this area. And who better to help them out than you over at Shields, my friend?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Brady.
Wally, let's do this soon, man. I really enjoyed this, and we'll try to catch up again.
Great, thanks. Bring your kids in to say hi.
I absolutely will. My kiddo loves it. So, yeah, absolutely, my friend.
Nice talking to you, Brady.
You too. Wally Cox, one of the camping managers over at Shields. And, I've got a lot of listeners that love to get out and about. We know that. It's northern Colorado. We're right by the foothills, right by the mountains, not that far away. That's why I love this area so much. You can get out to a nice little camping trip, a mountain expedition, or whatever you want to do, and it's not that long of a journey. Thanks to our great friends over at Shields. 11:50 the time. Let's take a short break, wrap up hour number one. Ellison Hubbard, former Colorado State Ram, is going to join us in the second hour. We'll get an update from him, but certainly this disturbing story about former D-line coach for CSU. We'll break into that one. That's not a good one to talk about, but probably a discussion we should have, and we'll do that with my friend Ellison Hubbard coming up in the second hour. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
11:54 the time. Welcome back into the show. I went into cables yesterday. Needed a quick break, needed to get lunch, and I was also thinking, that's right, it's Thursday, which is Smothered Burritos Day. Dude, I'd never tried, as much as I talk about Cables, I have never tried their Smothered Burrito until about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it is just, it's amazing. I mean, it's the go-to. You got to try the Smothered Burritos at Cables Pub and Grill. Also, House Margaritas for $4, $11 for the Smothered Burrito, $10.99. So it's a fantastic deal, and you guys should take advantage of it. Everybody I tell about it, I'm like, I know the burgers are amazing. I've known that. I know the spaghetti's ridiculous. The pizza's there. I mean, I know the beer's nice and cold and delicious and great selection, but I didn't know much about the Smothered Burritos, but my goodness, I'll never turn back. That's Cables Pub and Grill, where my friends meet. There's a lot of stuff to get into today. We've got game 4 tonight between the Nuggets and the Heat. I am so pumped. I'm surprised Michael hasn't given me crap, because I would say 88% of the time Michael dresses like a Denver Bronco threw up on him, and I always tell him that. And, you know, he gets sad and takes offense to it. Today I look like a Denver Nugget threw up on me, and you haven't made fun of me yet. I'm shocked by that. This is your opportunity, man. Fire away.
I'm okay with you dressing up like a Nuggets fan. I mean, you're a Nuggets fan. That's fine.
So now you're just making me the bad guy. You're making me. Well, normally I can't wear this kind of stuff to work, but today we're doing some different things. You never know where your day is going to take you here. So I thought, I'm going to dress somewhat casual, so if I have to move and lift things, but then I'm going to be rocking the Nuggets gear. Got the hat, the shirt, and I've got the socks. So
yeah, notice me. I'm not wearing a collar today.
Yeah, you're kind of a little casual today.
Yeah,
normally you're pretty sharp. You're a sharp dressed man.
Yeah, casual Broncos shirt today.
You're always a polo guy, though. You're always a polo guy.
I think that's kind of the uniform, I've been told. Wear a polo shirt.
Oh, really? So if you had it your way, you would wear what you're wearing right now every day?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Always T-shirts. Always T-shirts.
I'm a T-shirt guy outside of this place, too. Yeah, no doubt. I want to get into a lot of different things today. This is interesting. Colorado's governor has signed the state's pending NIL bill. The law allows Colorado universities to solicit and facilitate deals for athletes. So that means, does that mean then the school now is taking this in? Oh, it was an idea that I had for them like 20 years ago. Like, why don't you get behind this and you can control this and you can have your own little NIL department? I don't know what this means for the future, but is it good or bad? Is this a good or bad thing? We'll talk about that. Got a new Denver Bronco alert. Maybe another new Denver Bronco alert. It's game 4. Ellison Hubbard's coming up. It's the whole show. Don't leave.